The Housing Secretary is expected to announce a series of measures later to boost planning performance across the system. Michael Gove is also expected to say he'll call out local authorities where planning performance has been poor. A coalition including the UK will try to prevent attacks by militants on ships in the Red Sea. Firms including BP have diverted shipments after recent attacks by Houthi rebels who support Hamas. That means cargo taking the long route around Africa rather than the shortcut through the Suez Canal. Former head of the British Army, General Lord Richard Dannett, says that'll have consequences.
I think this has been very carefully put together to put the frighteners on international shipping companies to say, do we really want to take the risk of our ships going through the straits, or would it not be better to go around the Cape? Although that won't affect the volume of trade, it'll affect the timing of trade. I think it'll have quite an effect on energy prices as well. So this is a real issue.
Long-awaited advice on transgender guidance for schools in England will be released by the government later. Staff won't automatically have to allow children to identify with different pronouns, but if they do, they should inform their parents. Kevin Sexton, an executive head teacher at a school in Liverpool, disagrees.
I don't notify parents when children are questioning anything about themselves growing up unless I thought that they were at risk. Children come to our school and hopefully have a positive experience. Now, if we don't create a positive experience, they won't come to school and they'll be more unsafe.
Dame Esther Ranson has called for a vote on the legality of assisted dying after revealing she's joined Swiss clinic Dignitas. It's currently illegal in the UK and is punishable by up to 14 years in prison. And finally, carrots might not help you see in the dark, but scientists say they do help avoid cancer. Eating 5 servings of the vegetable a week has been linked to a 20% reduction in developing the disease. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, now the weather for today. I think you know what I'm going to say. It is rainy out there, looking pretty miserable. Heavy rain and a gentle breeze. It's going to be raining for most of this morning and into the afternoon. By about 4 o'clock, though, it should, fingers crossed, be dry right the way through overnight.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
You know, Christmas is the best time to listen to local radio because it's still local and it's still radio. But it's Christmas.
I love that from Amber Anderson. Thank you so much. That always makes me laugh. You got me for the next 3 hours. It's Michelle Wall with Eat My Brunch here between 10 and 1. Thanks to Mikey Poulter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. And you got me for the next 3 hours, you poor people. Well, I'm going to try and keep you jolly and smiling and all the rest of it in this miserable weather. Have you done all your Christmas shopping? Do I need to mention that word again? I've not done my Christmas shopping. I've done some of it. I also bought some really nice Christmas cards. For the life of me, I don't know what I've done with them. So they've disappeared. I've actually sent some Christmas cards this year. Stamps! I don't know. I didn't realise how much stamps cost. I thought they were like 50 pence or 25 pence. I'm obviously living in a different time. I just can't believe it. I think they're about £1.25 or something. So only a few people have got cards. A lot of people, though, you say Happy Christmas now on social media. It's not quite the same, but it's a cheaper option to do, isn't it? It's cheaper. Much, much better. So just put Happy Christmas, have a look at my Christmas tree. And also remember, when you're looking at stuff on social media, if you see all these wonderful family Christmas and all sitting around going, oh, we all love each other, ooh, lovely presents, ooh, look at my multiple trees in my house, oh, look at my lovely dinner I cooked. You know, a lot of it, they're probably still having fights and and punch-ups and all sorts of things going on. People being ungrateful. I don't like it. You know, you never know, do you? It's like, you know, you're wrapping up a beautiful Christmas. This is what Christmas should be. It's not. It's normally, you know, people fall out, or, I mean, it doesn't happen to me over Christmas, to be honest, but, you know, or a bit too much drink, or you feel a bit stuffed, you've eaten too much food. I don't know why we always have to eat so much at Christmas. I like to, I mean, back in the day, my dad would always get up and cook a fried breakfast on Christmas Day, but then we would have lunch probably about maybe 1 or 2 o'clock, so quite early. Now I tend to have a Christmas lunch a little bit later in the day. But, yeah, a nice little fry, but just to set you off, you know, to set you in the right direction for your prawn cocktail. I don't, you know, I've made other things for starters, actually, but prawn cocktail's just the way to go, isn't it? Just a nice, good quality prawn cocktail. Lettuce, tomato. Some people even put avocado in there. I tried that one year. It's very nice, but a lot of people don't like it. A little bit of bread and butter, or a tiny bit of bread, because otherwise you get too stuffed and it spoils your dinner. All right? Don't invite me round, will you? Don't eat that bread! And then, I don't know, I'm going to do cauliflower cheese, which I make really well. I'm going to make cauliflower cheese, I think. I always fancy parsnips. I don't think I've ever made decent parsnips. I've had swede this year. I thought to myself, I really love swede, it's great. And then I cooked it for myself, and I had one spoonful, and I went, it reminds me. And then I felt immediately sick. Like, really, like, I'm going to be ill. I don't know what it was. It made me childhood memory. My mum used to make it with a lot of butter, and I put a lot of butter in it and egg, milk in it, salt and pepper. And the first bit was, oh, that's lovely. And then the second mouthful, I literally went, no. Celeriac, again, I quite like celeriac. One spoonful of that is fine. Any more, and I'm, no. But I like a nice parsnip. And the thing is, sometimes you get the parsnips, and they're nice and cooked at the ends, and they're chewy, but then the top part hasn't been cooked properly. I hate that. And you have to have Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts. When I was a kid, I hated them. And they were disgusting things ever. And now, you know, I haven't had Brussels sprouts for ages, actually. But I love them. Just when they're just cooked and you can just cut them. Not when they're soggy. Just, oh, lovely. Bit of mint sauce. Not with a Christmas dinner, Michelle, no. Obviously not. Mmm. Oh, that's a nice cup of coffee, actually. That was well done, Michelle. I've made a nice cup of coffee this morning. You can check out my interview with Amy from George's Rockstars. That is now up online. You would have heard me chatting to Amy, who is George's mum. And she's got a track out for the charity George's Rockstars, which I'll be playing a little bit later on the show. But check the interview out, because it is up online if you want to go and have a look at the interview, or listen to the interview. And also there's links there to the track, which is called Let's Make Christmas Loud, and you'll be supporting Music Therapy for Children. You can go and watch the video, or you can download the track from Bandcamp. But all the details are up on the website. So it's no guest for me today. It's a guest free zone for Phoenix FM. Nice and relaxed, so you can kick back, take off your shoes, if you're working, maybe not. If you've got a request besides the fact of get off the radio, you might want to give me a request. So let me know if you've got any songs or messages out there to a few people. Going to kick off the show with Valencia. It's on our A-list. George Bone is a local singer-songwriter. You can catch him on Friday at the Voodoo Lounge in Chelmsford. It's going to be brilliant. And here he is now on the A-list with Valencia.
I don't want to wake up dreaming days for two. I wish I'd fallen in love, 'cause I got a plane to just for you. I tell you, I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go with you, be home. Everywhere I've gone, I was just in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You tell my scars into your corner from my blue. The night, drinking wine and hear the breaking of the tide. I'd spend the evening with you.
always shine and we got nothing left to prove. You turn my skies into your golden for my blue. And be the one to stay, we could get away. Find a bar with you where we can spend the night. Drinking wine and hear the breaking of the tide. I'd spend the evening with you staring at your smile. Staring at your smile. You can have my heart around you, but let's see her.
Talking cause you're driving me crazy. My desperate bones, I just can't take it. Take it. The chemicals are rising and I'm still shaking. Shaking. All the pretty little angels like to keep me waiting. Waiting.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment. Phoenix FM.
The fabulous Pink with a Please Don't Leave Me. That was me fiddling about with the microphone. Sorry about that noise. Now, looking at all this volcano. Now, I did watch, you know, I was watching something on TV. It's about the birth of the Earth type thing. It's not called that, but what a great name. And it was going on about, you know, evolution and everything else. It's really interesting. But it was saying about the extinctions that happened. I don't want to upset your Christmas or anything like that, but it says about the extinctions and things that can happen or have happened in the history of, you know, the world or Earth as we know it. And one of them was about the super volcanoes and things. And it's just, it's really scary. It's really scary. But the eruption of the volcano, which is over in Icelandic... where is it? I can't see where it is. I can't pronounce that. I'm not even going to attempt it. They're saying, saw some holidaymakers have been stranded over... but it shouldn't affect... shouldn't affect too much Europe. Icelandic eruption. Do you remember when they had that one before, and they had all the sort of stuff going up in the air, all the all the sort of smoke and everything, and nobody could fly. That was a long time ago now, but it looks really scary. I don't like it. I mean, I would never want to live anywhere that's got a volcano like that. You'd be too worried that it's horrible. Just lava flows. No, I don't like that. What else is going on? Just having a look. A lot of people having a go at Vanessa this morning. Vanessa Phelps over backlash over her irresponsible remarks about celiac disease. Had viewers complaining. I don't watch it. Poor Kate Garraway's husband, Derek, is not in a good way. After everything that poor man's been through with COVID, he's now had a heart attack on top of everything else. That's absolutely awful. And Celine Dion no longer has control over her muscles amid incurable stiff person syndrome. As her sister reveals singer's dream of returning to stage. She's an amazing singer, Celine Dion. Always came across as a lovely person. She came from a massive family. I think she's the youngest of 10. And I think they all do a bit of singing and music as well. I remember seeing a program because she kind of became famous when she was about 14, didn't she, or 13. An amazing voice and knows when to use it. You know when people have really those incredible voices and then they oversing absolutely everything and it kind of distracts from the song. I'm not a fan. If I could do it, would I do it? Of course I would. But I just like a nice straight song. I think she did Maybe Think Twice, and it's got those big, you know, any of the songs have these big notes, but it's not too much, and she doesn't do it throughout the whole song. So I love her voice. So wishing her well. Now, just coming up to 10:22, what should we play next? I should have lined up something. I should have lined up some Celine Dion, shouldn't I? Hold on a second. Let's pretend that I'd already... I didn't know I was going to say read that. That's not how you spell Celine. Oh, Michelle. I've just spelled Cylon. Hold on. Celine. Oh, there we are. Sorry. Oh, I know which one I like. Falling into you. Which one do you want? My heart will go on. It's all coming back to me. Falling. Tell him. Think twice. Baby, think twice. I'm going to play that. I like that one. She doesn't sing it quite like that. Here's Celine Dion with Think Twice.
Part of my life for so long. I look in your eyes, there's a distance.
waste time with the masterpiece, to waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling me, you should be rolling me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. So do we, baby. So carefully, let's start living dangerously. Whoa.
By the ocean. I've had sandwiches when I was a kid by the ocean or by the sea, and they always had sand in them. I've got memories of, like, in fact, when I think about it, it was always a ham sandwich with probably a little bit of lettuce, and I don't think there was any mustard. It was just like butter, ham, and salad. I mean, now I can't have a sandwich unless it's got mayonnaise in it, or you know, Dijon mustard or coleslaw or something like that. I'm terrible. Or mayonnaise is terrible. But back in the day, there was just the butter, because we always had butter, and then sliced lettuce that was always a little bit, seen better days, maybe a bit of tomato, ham, and then some sand. There was always sand in children's sandwiches. I don't know if it's because we used to throw them on the sand and then continue to go crunch our way through crunch our way through them. But my mum used to make us sit on the beach, and we used to go to St. Ives and, you know, that sort of area. And we'd have a wind cheetah, they were called. And I think you still get them now, but they were like the stripy ones. And my dad would like peg it into the ground. And you'd be sat there going, but Mum, I'm cold. You go, don't, the wind makes you brown. Just sit there. We go, there's no sunshine. I was only small, but there's no sunshine. Why is it so cold? I want to put my jumper on. Let me know the wind to make you brown. And it probably did. She always used to say that. Go and sit outside of the window, make you brown. It's like, no thanks. Just go at 10:37. Let's do some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, okay, on to the roads. There's lots of surface water, and if you are travelling down the lanes, you will find there are lots of big puddles, so just be careful. Brook Street roundabout is fine. It was very, very busy earlier when I was coming in around about 10 o'clock this morning, but it looks like it's a little bit better now. Along the High Street, A1023 is fine. Wilson's Corner, not too bad. Shenfield Station, a little bit busy around there. And you've also got temporary traffic signals due to Gasman work on Church Road near the bridge over the A12. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, it's still a clear run, and coming back through right the way up to the M11 and the A12 to Chelmsford. You've got partially blocked and queuing traffic both ways due to crash on Little Baddow Road both ways from Runsell Lane to Lingwood Close. But other than that, the A12 is running fine and getting into the centre of Chelmsford, no issues at all. Still got the roadworks while they do the resurfacing between Junction 13 and 16, and the 49-hour speed restrictions, which sometimes can cause the nighttime closures, but there are diversions in operation. Here's OMD. This is Souvenir. This is Friend of Mine.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night. I hope you're doing all right, 'cause I know what it feels like. Can't take back what I did yesterday. That one time was my bad, my mistake. Put my hands up, I was wrong. You show love in every single way. Was in my palm and threw it all away. Put my hands up, I was wrong. Darling, need
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Phoenix FM.
Here's Billy Brown with Sarah.
Just like a breeze, you came to me on a scorching hot summer's day. Cooled me down, brought me round like a beautiful morning in May. Fills a hole, clears my soul. Shows me light at the end of the way. You gently walk, you gently talk, but I still wanna hear what you say. Sarah, I'm taken with you. nights, like real books, and a voice to soothe any old pain. For what it's worth, just like the earth, both the flowers and trees, they need rain. Sarah, I'm taking with you. Scorching hot summer's day, cooled me down, brought me round like a beautiful morning in May. Sarah, I'm taken with you.
stretching down the street with his way blue eyes. Every new boy that you meet, he doesn't know the real surprise.
Here she comes again
when she's dancing beneath the starry sky.
A classic. This is Cameo with Word.
Sister and your mama, dear. On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.